Why those successful people became successful and not you. You are stuck. Stuck without a solution, stuck in a tight spot, stuck in a relationship, stuck with an irrevocable promise, stuck in a job, stuck behind. Stuck. And stuck is stuck. This is the landscape of our life. Normal. Whether we verbalize it or not, we feel stuck. Life seems to work against us, and we feel we are a poor match to deal with what we need to deal with. To enjoy and benefit from this article, look at your life for a moment or two and see how you feel stuck. Look and see how, in many different aspects of your life, how you feel stuck. I am doing the same thing, now that I have redefined what it means to be stuck. And gosh, it is all over the place. Everywhere I look, I find some way I am stuck. I am stuck with my landlord. I am stuck in New York. Also, I am stuck not having a car. I am stuck with having poor choices in what I can buy to eat. Darn, I am stuck with my kinky hair. I am stuck. Shall I continue? Lol. Not very funny. This pretty much means, my sense of every single aspect of my life is that I am limited, that I am blessed with genes I am stuck with. I am even stuck with my age. If you look, you'll see that anything that you can or could complain about is a sticky point. Strictly speaking, wrong. Then in some areas you feel that you are making the best of a bad situation. Your husband is a lovely person, but he snores. The weather is lovely in the winter but sticky hot in the summer. The place you own is beautiful, but makes you house poor. And makes you tied to one place. The parents you have you love, but they need you more than you need them. I know, 90% of you will refuse to do the thinking with me. Think this request I've made, sounds negative. If that is you. If that is you, you don't belong with me. You, I predict, will be stuck in your I can't even think that because even thinking that is a sin. And by golly, I don't want you here. Am I stuck with you? Arg. Painful. Why? Because you can't get unstuck unless you can tell the unvarnished truth, without the positive thinking twist. I just finished a book, Stumbling on Happiness. And I learned things I did not expect to learn. The book is in the members area. I didn't learn much about happiness, I wasn't that interested either. Lol. But I learned much about human nature. I learned about what is common and invisible to humans. Invisible dynamics. And I want to talk about one, in particular, and that is, your desire to be, and your insistence that you are unique. Different, special, uncommon. Maybe superior. One way that desire manifests is that you insist that your needs, desires, preferences, faults and virtues are unique to you. That no one can really know how you are, unless they listen to you for hours, days, months on end. Because how could they know? So you talk a lot. You talk in long sentences. They have a lot of words. Ugh. Because you are different. Different from common folks. Your case is different. Your problems are different. And you must tell. Yesterday I gave feedback to a woman, a typical circuitry soul correction person. She was stunned, and dismayed by the precision I had her pegged. So all her answer was to prove how unique she was, and she failed to ask any questions. And this article is about the ability to ask questions. Different questions. Okay. Enough preamble, let's get to the meat, shall we? What's wrong with being unique? I first found out that I am not so unique, that my needs are not as unique as I have imagined they were, about 30 years ago. I did a lot of work in Microsoft Word. Was it version 2.0? Lol. If you know much about computers, from that number you know that I used to be a Macintosh user, back in the day. Anyway, I needed functionality that I knew wasn't part of the software, and I created workarounds for it. Until one day, by accident, found out that the software had what I needed, and more. I was humbled. Wounded, offended. And my self-image was tarred. But it made me think and see something. My conviction that I was unique held me back in life. That conviction made me emphasize my uniqueness, and robbed me from the winners, the giants' experience of exploring the commonality before they add their uniqueness. It seems to be counter to human nature. It probably serves the selfish gene, wanting your gene to survive, even if you are inheriting stupidity to the gene pool. Lol. If you could see how this insisting on uniqueness is distributed in the population, you'd be stunned. As you may have learned, intelligence in the population follows the bell curve. But if we could see how this correlates with insisting on uniqueness, we would find that it takes humility and intelligence to suspend that insistence, and look at what other people have seen, invented, knew before you. The giants of this world stood on the shoulders of people before them. They weren't stuck completely in being unique and therefore having to solve only unique problems. People with the most success that Tai Lopez talks about all the time had this one thing in common. The rest of us, we are stuck with our uniqueness and our misery. The less humility you possess, the more you are stuck. I have mastered humility 80%. It has taken all I got. Because it is counter to my default being, very painful. And being able to do things other people cannot do, even though they really want to, pretend to, aspire to. This is a powerful wind against humility. Feeling special makes me feel like God, maybe even higher than God, and this insistence on being special leaves me, in life, behind. Behind others. Leaves me in the dust. Most people have it to some extent, but at 34, forget thyself, my soul correction has it as the main characteristic of a person born with that soul correction.
Horrible.
There are very few successful 34s. Because of this. Because real success is to solve problems anyone could solve, if they wanted to. But don't. But time and time again, I find out that people who cannot do what I can do, have invented solutions, have observed stuff, have stuff to teach me. While I am still looking for my opus. The big production that will make me both rich and famous. I have been struggling with the very first energy I have been given by Source, the water energizer. It should be aptly called the coherence maker or the comb, or the soother. All names I could not think of years ago when I first asked Source for that energy. But if you look carefully, even though the energy is unique, it was standing on the shoulders of others who have gone before me. I would have never suspected that water could be energized. After all, water is water, isn't it? Water has three states: ice, liquid, and vapor. Elementary school stuff. So someone else had to think outside of the box to consider stuff about water I could never have even thought about thinking. But I had the humility to ask for the energy to be downloadable and given to me. But it's taken me many years to find out more and more about the energy, what it did, how it did it, what the water does, and how I can make it widely available to people. All these years I was imagining a delivery system that was one piece, so people can't get confused. So they can't muck it up. Because one of the way you fling your uniqueness is that you don't follow instructions, you insist on doing it your way. But unfortunately, most things don't work unless you do them in a certain way. Most things. Most of the things you want. Most of the things that will matter to you. And most of the things work because of what is below the water level of the iceberg. In the invisible. You can't see it working, so you don't know there is anything there. Like healing energies. What is in the invisible with healing energies? Your attitude is there. If you use the energies to fix something, then they don't work. Why? The energies come from Source. And Source needs you to be co-creative. Which most of the time needs you to allow the energy to do what the energy wants to do. And allowing an insistence on your uniqueness don't mesh. You need to take yourself out of the way for the energy to work. Allowing is taking yourself out of the picture. Completely. But the insistence is stronger for some of you, so you do it your way. You are sure that you have improved on what I say work. Because. Why? So I've been seeing mostly pitiful results. And then some great results. The difference has been whether someone bought the full solution, or tried to put together their own system. After I had explored everything I could think of, I did a Google search on headphones MP3 player SD card. It was 2016. Today I have an even more unbelievable solution. But wait. I was sure no one had thought of that before. And I had a big surprise. I found several models of headphones that accepted micro SD cards and had a built-in MP3 player functionality. All in one, no moving parts. I was humbled and mortified. If you are not mortified frequently, you are stuck in one particular vantage point in your life. Anyway, I found the cheapest, most reliable means of energizing your water by becoming humble for a moment, almost by accident. It costs you a pretty penny to have all your water energized, but I am almost sure that you can make that money back in the second month of you using the water, by being more flexible, smarter, and from coming less from scarcity. Insisting on your uniqueness is scarcity. An expression of scarcity. Fear-based, gene-based, survival-based. As opposed to courage, soaring, abundance, adventure, exploration, and lightness. Isn't it obvious now why those giants became giants and not you? Insistence is forceful. And like a Chinese finger cuff, the more you insist, the more you are stuck. Allowing is the opposite of insistence. Like one of the participants in my allowing workshop, you may experience surprising results when you start allowing things you have been blocking with insistence. Feel like I have a chance at living again. I am interested in joining the allowing challenge. Today I watched the webinar recording for the allowing capacity students. Now I understand more about how I have been making things wrong throughout my life, and that I don't need to keep doing that. On Friday I noticed my back was hurting less than usual. Is that partially due to your activating the allowing capacity for me? I am really grateful to who or what is lessening the pain, as I feel so much better, and feel like I have a chance at living again. Thank you. Julia.